On to the shop.
Salam hormat. Sila matikan radio anda. Saya ulangi, sila matikan radio anda. Jangan buat saya marah.
Dan kalau saya telah marah, saya akan bertukar menjadi warna hijau. Anda tidak akan suka kalau saya bertukar jadi warna.
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh teman-teman kami di GoPay.sg. I love GoPay. Mestilah sebab dia sponsor kan.
Betul.
Apa nak cakap macam tu?
Yeah.
Invest, save and spend di GoPay.sg.
Gunakan
GoPay dan raikan GoBack bila anda berbelanja. Lagi untuk menyimpan duit dalam GoPay.sg tau.
Anda boleh sign up sekarang di www.gopay.sg garis miring OK, let's go.
Ikuti Facebook, Instagram dan juga TikTok mereka at gopay.sg. Gopay.sg, goal is money.
Right now, start the show. Selamat kembali ke podcast paling kontroversial yang telah pun digam di seluruh Singapura. Yang telah call out, pernah di call out oleh presiden. Pernah dijadikan satu national, masalah national.
Betul. Muiz pun suruh kita minta maaf.
Eh tak lah.
Ada.
Oh ada.
Lepas presiden post baru Muiz post. Macam dah plan.
Habis tak kasih kita buat terawih. Astaghfirullahaladzim. Maafkan saya. Saya jahil. Saya bercakap benda bodoh. Maafkan saya.
Janganlah. Jangan waki.
Mungkin ada sebab-sebab mereka tak
Zah.
Mungkin ada sebab-sebab mereka tak berikan kita buat terawih di sana.
Jangan waki, Zah. Jangan waki.
Maafkan saya.
Ketosel.
Siapa ni?
Welo. Tak ada lah dalam video lah benar.
Jangan waki.
Zah, jangan waki. Adalah. Nanti aku bilang kau video ni.
What? Dia jual tiket dulu lah, Syah. Alright, berbalik kepada aku kena bleep the word. Sorry man. It's a religious body. It's like working cakim, you know. I mean, diorang tak ditangkap aku haluat lah. But I'm sorry. Yeah, berbalik. What you supposed to say?
Before I
talk something that's going to destroy me even further.
Yeah.
Okay, kembali dengan review lah.
Dulu sebelum korang masuk podcast with us, korang having a happy life, pergi beach, so tak ada masalah macam gini. Tak ada masalah kena check each other, gini semua kan. Because why? Not all friends can be partners. Can work together or
true.
Can be business partners.
True.
Aku pernah aku ada company yang pasal hutang kan. So aku pernah nak buka dengan aku punya Bukake Brothers, bro.
Why is it? That's such a... You know what's Bukake, no?
No, ni diorang letak nama ni.
Serious, please, Bukake?
Yeah, that's the most misogynistic thing.
So, aku member.
Aku yang...
Bukake Brothers. Yeah, that's their WhatsApp group. Korang punya WhatsApp group is Woman Up. His WhatsApp group is Bukake Brothers. What the fuck, man?
Actually, kenapa tak payah tahu pun? Aku tercakap.
Macam mana Muiz tak suruh minta maaf?
So, aku... Aku Rosman, Libis dengan Rimi. Aku yang akan kita nak buka company.
Libis is a Bukake Brother.
Bukan.
Cari-cari member lah. Member kau nak buka company sama.
So, 4 orang. So, when we start to talk and discuss, bro. Gaduh.
Tak ada lah.
Belum apa lagi tau. Libis gives good point. Macam nak kena buat apa. Kena ada sistem ni semua.
Aku tak payah pergi Libis lah. Aku dengan Razi pernah gaduh gila babi. Setahun dua tak boleh tengok punya tau. Macam separate sia.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, we came back. Korang ada. Sorry, aku cut kau. So what happened to Libis?
Tak ada lah. So tak jadi lah. Because we know, if you want to save our friendship, we cannot do business together. We cannot work together. Same like you guys. Okay, bila korang, kalau tak ada podcast ni, korang memang happy lah.
Tapi aku rasa it's a blessing in a way. Because bila time kita masuk podcast, I see the true colours.
That's the plus point.
Janganlah nyanyi. Nanti aku nyanyi. Okay, lepas tu
nak karaoke lepas ni.
True colours. At the same time, aku tahu what is Anne punya strength, what is Ika punya strength, what is Aisha punya strength.
Kan bagus.
Yeah. So from there, kita macam learn each other also lah.
But if you manage to break through this wall,
I said that of
working together,
I said that to them
fly.
No, I said different thing. I said
what you say?
Kita kalau go through this thing, babes,
We're gonna be legends.
Yeah, gonna fly. You'll fly.
You're gonna have haters and lovers.
Yeah.
Ni kira kan macam sesi sesuai kenal masing-masing dan juga tahu kelemahan masing-masing, tahu apa yang silap, apa yang betul lah. Nanti satu hari nanti nak buka podcast boleh jadi bagus.
Kita punya tag ni, aku Razi dengan Din, sampai aku pernah nampak dong bogil, kau tahu tak? Tak ada.
Tapi kita tanya korang lah. Waktu korang gaduh.
Masa bogil ke apa?
Korang tak ada something about dispending, right?
Of course, kan? Banyak kali.
But you never do it, right?
Sebab the money is good.
Okay, because the money. But when it comes to us, we do have like thoughts of like, aku nak keluar lah, that kind of stuff.
No,
but
me and Razi disbanded what?
For what? Yeah.
For 2 years.
Yeah. She's talking about, okay, let's go.
But then I think for us, right, we still keep the friendship lah. We are open. We are open minded when it comes to this. To be honest, yes, it's true. When it comes to the business, when it comes to like this podcast, when it comes to you guys,
now working together lah.
It kind of like puts the pressure on us. Yeah, but at the end of the day, we know each other punya hati baik and everything. Yeah, so I don't think it will happen lah.
So macam mana selama 3 bulan ni korang bersama kita, apa pendapat, apa review, apa yang kau nampak dekat kita?
Kau suka kita ke? Kau suka rasa ke, toxic ke? Kau pernah lancawi macam sial lah Zizam, macam sial. Saya can't stand him, man.
Yeah.
Cakap.
And will speak for that.
Cakap.
No lah, I think in this
so I know why his ex-wife left him. It's not only because he cheated. It's not because dia macam ni.
Eh, we never talk about that. Okay, we don't touch that.
Okay, we don't touch that.
Aku fitnah kau lah.
We never touch about all your wives.
Sorry.
Ya ke?
No, never. Never.
Yeah. Seriously,
kau touch benda lain lah.
Yeah, as you guys personally lah. Like what kind of person you are.
Tell us. We want to hear.
I always tell them, I will never take any compliment from you, or I will not take any not compliment, sorry.
Yeah.
Any like, I won't ask you for opinion.
Okay.
Because everything comes out from you is bagus, good.
Right.
You're a lover boy. But not that I hate you. Emma loves to hear that from you. Say, I think Razi is, you know, he's an, like, he's caring, he's and all that.
He is.
No. Yeah, he is. He is. Yeah. But for me,
he is an empath.
Yeah.
He's not an antagonist.
Yeah, he's not an antagonist, which is a good thing. It's
good.
To me, you do you. Yeah.
Suara kau lah.
Yeah.
To me, this is my perception on you lah. So I cannot take anything. If you say and I think you are, I masuk sini keluar sini.
Right.
Yeah. Like it doesn't matter to me. Like
I like that about you. Yeah.
But it's okay. It's not that I hate you.
Yeah. I know.
But it's not that I love you. We're brothers.
Of course,
man. We're brothers. You get what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like for Zah, damn. Dia straightforward. Kadang-kadang aku macam like, apa dalam pikiran dia? Kenapa dia macam gitu? Like macam
asal eh?
Kenapa? But it's good. I want you to say everything. Which if I want to know anything, I would expect you to say it out.
Yeah.
That's why in the group I say no, there's nothing that they can keep lah. I mean, Zai is so straightforward. If he wants it certain way, he will say it.
I'm an open book.
Yes. And then you are like a Pandora box.
Yeah.
To me, you're like a Pandora box.
Metal.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Macam I can never profile you. You are aku macam seram juga. Because when I talk, I like to look in the eye.
Oosh. Okay.
Yeah. It's
I like to look at your eyes.
But you now you're looking at me. But normally I don't know, maybe tu kau punya apa cara lah, tak tengok. Macam lower your gaze lah, I guess. That's your
Baik, saya tak boleh tengok wanita. Okay, teruskan.
No, but I can never open you up. Like cannot, macam tak boleh baca. I don't get the, like apa yang maksud.
I see.
You know,
kau tak boleh read
like,
him.
Like cannot read him lah. That's my opinion lah.
Aku nak share. Boleh?
Ya, boleh.
Okay. Kau kan. Kau emotional. And I love it. Tapi dalam pada kau being truthful to you, aku suka macam ada soalan ke apa, aku kan terus kau notice aku kan ambil kau dulu. Sebab kau carry the team. Kau have this like unapologetic punya way of like, aku nak cakap aku cakap lah, lagi mampus lah. Right, sebab tu kau don't really care. Kalau let's say if you saw that, kalau aku pulang kau, aku nangis lah, ni aku sah. Aku love that. Apa lagi ya? Yeah, aku like that about. Tapi of recent weeks, itu yang last week, aku risau dengan kau. Jujur tak, aku risau dengan aku. And okay tak okay saya ni?
Yeah.
Because kalau kau main balik the podcast last week, aku was also grappling with, aku was trying to make kau okay. I mean kau macam went on this macam I blame myself. Aku takut.
Dia macam on a bandwagon tau. Kau dah start pasal this one topic, kau go on and on and on, just macam kau tak boleh stop. And then I don't know, maybe aku tak reti benda ni, whether should aku terlupa yang aku on podcast. But aku punya emotion at that point of time is like as if I'm talking
authentic.
You all must know, Anne is like that. She's like that. When there's a problem, when there's a mistake or a problem, she will always try to find the problem in herself. Like what is the what is the cause of it?
Yeah,
it's always me. That is her. So aku, even if you say they heal ke tak heal, even though if she's healed, she will always say that maybe I should have been better. Maybe it's me.
Aku pula overthink.
But yeah, that's Anne.
Aku overthinker and problem solver. So when I see that, I'm like, how do I help her? Habis aku fikir macam, aku, I don't even have the expertise to help her. And then bila kau cakap macam, you went through several therapies, and kau stop therapy, I was like, even she stop therapies, aku overthink like, then what kind of value can I add when people who are experts can't even, you know, aku rasa macam tu. And aku rasa macam maybe she should take a break from this. But bagi aku like, am I making her mind more detrimental over the weeks that she's here? Is she in fact in a journey of healing makin rabak bila berada di sini? Aku sampai fikir macam tu. Because kalau kau down, aku rasa lain down tu. So tu aku takut.
Macam Ika pula macam ni. Ika okay.
Ika dia sekejap aku tengah
oh ya ya ya.
Ika mata kau jahat sial.
Terbaring lagi.
Tadi tengok intense sangat. Macam ini apa? Ni fikir apa ni? Macam ada this eyes like
aku penetrate through. Aku suka macam fikir tapi aku tak berbual.
Kan? So aku macam ni tengok aku apa ni?
Okay, nak tahu sekarang. Ika mata jahat. Maksudnya apa tu?
Masa aku macam aku boleh berpeluh aku tengok dia.
Dia kenapa Ika mata jahat?
Dia kirakan apa tau?
Kau tengok orang macam kau macam Razi. Bila Razi tengok perempuan, perempuan kadang bilang perempuan, aku tak tengok Razi. Dia tengok.
I'm thinking aku have a lot of things in my head, right?
Tak, macam Razi.
Actually aku think like other things.
Aku tahu. Aku macam siapa, aku tak boleh apa ni fikir saya.
Ika tu lah. Ika mental masturbation. Have you guys heard about it?
Explain.
What is that?
It's like it's in your head, but you never execute it.
So therefore
it's called mental masturbation.
I see. Intense lah.
Intense lah.
Aku macam tak bawa pasal benda ni minggu-minggu yang lalu.
It's the vibe, guys. It's a vibe. That's why sometimes
nak kena buat macam ni selalu baru dapat vibe korang ke macam mana?
Dia kirakan sekarang kita datang, we went in without like korang yang start juga apa? Maybe it's true. Kita wait for korang to start on. Kalau kita start with our own topic, you can see what the example of topic we have. You get what I mean?
Okay.
But if you give me one topic,
yeah.
I know it's a hard work, but korang kan mentor.
Yelah.
Tak ada, aku tahu. Kita should be like by now like.
Yeah. We're equals.
But maybe kita takut.
Faham. Takut kita takut override korang. To us, korang macam kita punya bosses.
Kita nak korang override kita.
Yeah.
Korang takut. Okay, kalau bila cakap pasal takut, takut dengan siapa? Zah ke Razi?
Tak, as a whole
group lah.
Tak pernah takut seorang. Is korang as a brand.
I see.
Because we worry about your name. Korang is like really.
No, aku rasa the word is not takut. The word is kita
you
respect.
You give too much respect.
Respect.
You respect us. Actually, we respect you guys too. Kita pun respect korang. But the thing is, when it comes to bantering, put respect aside.
Yeah. You should want to be disrespected.
I'm gonna disrespect
you. What are you gonna do?
I mean until today, I didn't even get a slap from Emma or from Ika. Nobody slapped me.
Damn.
Slapping is not your shit, right? Slapping is not your shit.
I thought only Za wants that.
No, Za what love to be tight, not slap.
Choke.
Bukan choke. Za wants choke.
Sial.
Aku kena tau pasti. Aku kena. Confirm aku kena
lah
pasti.
It's okay.
That's Ika.
Lepas aku sepak dengan
Wah. Okay. Nanti kejap lagi.
Emma's a nice person. Emma's a nice person. So bagi aku macam takut to hurt Emma's feelings.
Fragile.
Sebab when she speak, dia macam very wholesome dengan dia punya, how she describe dia punya family, dia punya anak, yeah. Macam like flowers. I look at you, you're flowers.
Wanita Melayu terakhir lah kira.
Masya Allah, tu berat tu, Masya Allah.
Macam flowers lah.
Oh, flowers. Okay.
Aisyah is a different character altogether. Aisyah macam dia punya kepala batu tu, aku suka. Sebab aku pun kepala batu juga. So kadang-kadang dia say certain things yang boleh buat aku macam, eh kiwak kau, aku whack balik. Habis nanti dia whack balik. Kadang-kadang I can be stumped over dia punya energy. Dia ada degil punya energy.
We agree.
That's actually quite interesting of the four of you that's here. Bila dah takut, dia paling boleh buat aku triggered. And for me, that's
bagus lah.
That's a drama. Itu yang akan buat kita berbagi rancak. So itu sensing aku untuk korang berempat. Macam mana, kau ada penambahan lagi?
Okay, kita ada berapa minit lagi sebelum
5
minit lagi lah sebelum kita mengakhiri episod yang second last ni.
Boleh aku cakap?
Silakan.
So in conclusion, korang nak continue ke tak?
Kalau aku cakap nak,
Okay, it'd be a privilege lah kalau kita continue, to be honest.
Okay.
Because okay, it's first 3 months is really a stepping stone for us.
Right.
We learn a lot, and this episode makes us realize a lot of things as well.
Yeah.
I think
kau pun bagus, kau pun banyak cakap this week.
Is it?
Serius lah Asya?
No, korang kena faham Ika. Sometimes
Tak, aku tak nak faham.
Kena faham, jangan degil. Sometimes Ika right, at certain topic, tadi dia dah cakap siang-siang, dia kata at certain topic aku tak boleh berbual. Aku have to let my girl stop. Aku tak boleh relate certain topic. Dia tak boleh relate.
Faham.
So
Kenapa Ika tak relate?
Okay, for example last week.
Yeah.
Okay, let me be open lah.
Okay.
So
Look at me. Don't look at Isa.
So yeah, It's too intense.
Last week was about divorce, life after divorce, kids after divorce, how's
I
your...
see.
Then kau tukar lah topik.
I can't relate because, to be honest, since a lot of people have been asking in DMs as well, you know, like, I'm not divorced yet.
Okay.
I'm going through the motion.
Okay.
Yeah. I am not yet there. So, I cannot speak anything on the behalf of listeners or my girls.
Kau dah file belum?
Dah file.
Kita sama lah, kita proses lah.
Kau pun habis
Belum, dia baru
Asya.
Lagi lama.
Dia Zah jalan jauh Asya.
Aku jalan jauh Asya ni.
Dia jalan jauh.
Gua lifer Asya.
Insyaallah. Itu prison.
So we're in a team boat lah. So ada some certain topics aku tak boleh relate, aku tak berbual lah.
And then you should just say bagi aku like, eh sorry aku tak boleh relate lah. Ni aku tengah proses lah. Korang handle lah.
That's the part yang kita slowly learning tau. Like,
I actually see.
This is a slow learn. Maybe kita lembab lah. Okay, I guess
Enough of discriminating.
Maybe
janganlah cakap kita lembab.
Okay, aku lembab lah.
Janganlah.
Every time aku learn, aku cakap agaknya this time aku boleh masuk macam gini. You know, like, it's a learning thing, right?
But here's the thing juga, nasib korang di dalam rancangan ni juga bergantung kepada pendengar-pendengar yang budiman. At the end of the day is that bagi aku a lot of things we had to can because diorang cakap no, overwhelming majority cakap no, we listen to them. Jadi kita serahkan hal ini bukan saja dalam pada kita akan discuss balik benda ni pada minggu terakhir, tapi juga kita akan lakukan satu bancian, bukan bencian bancian survey di Instagram. Ini bukan untuk merendahkan martabat kita bersama, tidak. Ini hanya untuk mendapatkan ground sensing. Mungkin kita dapat lebih banyak vote sekali ni daripada 1,400 orang. Mungkin dapat 5,000 orang vote. Kita nak tengok vote, and your vote will be rahsia. Kita akan beritahu siapa. Sebab that's how the Instagram vote akan dilakukan. Kita akan collect take this poll. Dan pendengar-pendengar bolehlah meletakkan undian mereka. Undian anda ada rahsia. Ini akan menentukan
very intense. Macam nak go for apa, presiden.
Yalah. I mean demokrasi lah kan. Demokrasi.
Jadi aku nak kena buat promotion and presiden.
Boleh kau boleh share the post and say vote for us, whatever. Do your own campaigning. We'll leave it up to you. But aku cuma nak cakap yang aku appreciate all of you being here. I hope whatever happens next week, sama ada kita continue atau tak, doesn't destroy your friendship.
Korang jangan ambil hati tau.
Jangan ambil hati.
Tak continue ke apa
We're doing just the best for the show, for all of us, and for our clients, and for our pendengar. Terima kasih girls. Have a good rest. Kita akan upload dia punya survey in due time. And kita akan pin it to the top for you all to vote. Kita berehat seketika waktu dengan teman-teman pelajar sejurus lepas ini.
Pada Saga Podcast. Podcast dekat Singapore ni. Kongsi mari bicara, kongsi pendapat dan juga idea. Masuk kongsi tiada keluar, biar kongsi dari kongsi kita duduk diam.
Podcast ini dibawakan khas kepada anda oleh teman-teman kami. Di mana lagi kalau tidak di GoPay.sg. Invest, save dan juga spend di GoPay.sg. Gunakan GoPay dan raikan GoBank bila anda berbelanja. Lagi untung menyimpan duit dalam GoPay.sg.
Sign up sekarang di www.gopay.sg. Garis miring OK, let's go.
Boleh ikuti Facebook, Instagram dan juga TikTok mereka at GoPay.sg. GoPay.sg, goal is money. Masih lagi bersama dengan Mitun dan juga Mr. Andy.
Yes, Mr. Andy.
Okay, so Mitun, you want to talk about GoBank.
Mm.
And this involved the merchants who supported GoPay.
Correct. So I just want to explain a bit about GoBank. So what is GoBank?
Yeah. Mm.
So GoBank is similar to cashback. Because a lot of our listeners, your listeners are also asking, macam mana ni nak dapat GoBank, macam mana nak pakai, macam mana nak dapat, you know, etc. So today the topic is GoBank. So when you go to our 7 merchants, you know, which we have explained, which I will explain also later. Okay, you can get a GoBank worth 5 to 18.5% off your bill.
It depends which vendor kita pergi merch.
Betul. Yeah. So when you get, so what do? You are actually trading your gold in exchange for your bill. You know, so in exchange for your bill, you give your gold, you send your gold to the merchant. You know. So on and so forth kan. And when you get GoBank, so what can you do with GoBank? A lot of questions, a lot of people ask me, you know what, Mitun, you know, my friends call me, hey, what can I do with my GoBank? I said, two things you can do, okay? So number one, you can accumulate that gold and trade it off your future bills with the merchants again. Macam boleh pakai lah, macam cashback gitu. Boleh pakai. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, you can collect those grammage that you get in GoBank, collect it physically. Yeah. So when you collect physically, you must remember, it must be minimum 1 gram.
Okay.
Because the factory doesn't make 0.5 gram, 0.2 gram.
Yeah.
So the smallest is minimum 1 gram. Minimum 1 gram baru boleh collect. Okay. So that's first. Second, you when you collect gold, as we know, you have to pay
GST.
Correct. You have to pay the GST.
9%.
Correct.
Right.
So now let me give you some example, okay? Of our merchants. Okay, let's say Straits Teppanyaki, they are giving out 18.5% GoBank, okay? For every $100 that you spend,
okay, almost $20,
you get 18.5 back. So 18.5 back, okay, that in grammage or today's pricing, because the GoBank that you get based on today's pricing, the day that you spend lah, so it's auto convert. So based on $94, okay, in today's pricing, you will get 0.19 gram, 196 gram lah.
Okay,
in gold.
Okay.
So that 0.196 disimpan dalam your GoBank
apps
punya account di dalam apps. Okay, if you go to Bana Bana, you get $5.
Okay.
That $5, when you convert, you pay $100, you get 0.053 gram. So if you go Bana Bana, you also put that 0.053. You go to Shake House, also 5%, you get $5, the same 0.053. You know, you go to Secret Garden is 5%.
Right.
You go to Byblos is 5%. You go to
Sanobar
is 5%. You go to Biker's Cafe, also 5%. So you just accumulate lah. To your 1 gram, then you either use it to offset your future bills or you collect physical
gold.
But the physical minimum 1 gram, and you have to pay
9% GST.
Betul. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me give you another example. So let's say Straits Teppanyaki 0.196. If you spend $100 6 kali, 6 times, you will get a total of 1.1769. grams, which then you can collect physically if you want.
Right.
Yeah. So if you go to the other merchants, you have to spend maybe 20 kali of $100. Then you can get back like 1.06 gram.
Right.
So you can mix and match, you know, as you want to collect your GoBank.
I think you must sign contract, Mr. Andy. You must sign contract with PropNex. So all agent you sign with this agent, all give you GoBank. So client will go to PropNex. You sign with all the real estate company.
They will come to us.
Yeah, they pay thousand, commission thousands. They pay thousands then get gold back.
Yeah, they will come to us one day.
Right. they will come to, yeah, they will come to BCND. Yeah.
So this physical gold yang kita withdraw semua, I mean, we can't wear it. What do we do with it? Kita just stash it. And then it comes to a point where, let's say, okay, I kept it for 5 years. Now what do I do? Do I sell it back to will any shop take this, or do I have to sell specifically to Gold Payback?
We don't force customer to you get your gold already, right? You keep it for 5 years. We don't really force customer, you must sell it back to us. You can go to the market.
Boleh bikin bro, boleh bikin.
Okay,
boleh bikin.
You go to the market. People will buy back. Or the pawn shop.
I see.
Okay, you sell it to them, they will buy it back from you. But if their price is not good, you can always come to us.
Oh.
But we can actually give it to a shop and we can change, become a bangle, or we can make into a, like, you know, become a
jewelry.
Trade in. You're talking about trade in.
I don't know what is this.
So that depends on the jewelry shop whether they will do it for you.
Yeah. Correct. Because I win scam price before, lucky draw. So I win a gold, this kind. I don't know how many gram.
Okay.
So my mother-in-law take and she make it into a bracelet. I mean, she have to send to a shop.
Oh, I thought she make
customize.
Okay.
If she can make, means she's a friend of Andy already.
She's a jeweler.
What was it called?
I don't know.
I also forgot.
I don't know.
I heard you also
craftsman.
I heard you have you already have a vending machine as well. How many vending machine you have?
So today,
work?
Today GoPay, currently we have one new machine already arrived. In fact, we have 9 machines in Singapore.
Okay.
9 machines, okay.
Okay, and there are the 4th generation and the 3rd generation. So we are coming up the 5th generation and it's already in Singapore and now it's displaying at MBS Singapore Coin Fair. So today, tomorrow and Sunday, and the machine is excellent and you can withdraw your gold. If you buy from GoPay.sg, you can withdraw your gold at that machine.
What is Coin Fair?
Coin Fair is every year there is an organization who organize these events. So there are a lot of people who are selling fiat money, which is very old traditional fiat money,
collectibles,
old coins, and also selling gold coins, gold ball, and stuff like that.
In their expo now.
In their expo now.
I want to share something. Today I saw something very unique.
What is
it? $50, 3 pieces uncut.
Okay.
Our $50.
In the gold fair. In the coin fair.
Yeah. Uncut. So I was so interested, I wanted to buy.
How much?
$750.
If it's uncut, it's more available.
Exactly.
What the hell, man?
Wow.
But
okay.
Again, but when you put on your lighter,
it
will burn.
It will burn.
So gold will not burn at all.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah. Who give the value to paper money? Is government.
Hey, don't say that.
Then 9% go to who?
Don't say that.
Okay,
they deserve it.
Very good idea.
Yeah, baik. Yang sudah mendengar, inilah masanya untuk anda mendapatkan GoldPay.sg. Langsung saja lungsuri laman mereka. Investif dan juga spend di GoldPay.sg. Gunakan GoPay dan raikan GoldBack bila anda berbelanja. Lagi untuk menyimpan duit dalam GoPay.sg.
Sign up sekarang di www.goldpay.sg/OK. Let's go.
Ikuti Facebook, TikTok dan juga Instagram mereka. Semua ada, semua ada. Kalau cara nak pakai GoldPay app, semua dekat situ. Nak jual beli semua dekat dalam situ. Okay, dan juga jangan lupa ikuti mereka at goldpay.sg. Gold is money.